All right, I guess this has been going a little too wild, and I guess I can't avoid it anymore because I've been getting the messages. And I do owe a few people an explanation. Well, more than a few people. But without any further ado, forgive me if I'm a little bit rusty. For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Andrew Barbieri, and I am your host of Amused. Welcome back to the show. Look. I started this show when COVID started, okay? And it's always been an outlet for me to get a message out there, but also at the same time be creative and have some fun, tell some stories, some jokes, and just chill the fuck out. But I have found it hard that once we were coming out of the lockdowns and coming out of the pandemic and everything was, coming back to normal and all that. It was hard for me to keep up that momentum, especially because I do all the editing and everything on this show myself. Anything you could think of, I do myself. The edits, the actual show, everything. I think I see this on almost every previous episode. But look, I don't want to ramble anymore. That is pretty much it. I'm back. I'm gonna give my all to this show, okay? Everything that I possibly can. Because I love it. I love how much fun I have. I love the feedback I get. And yeah, without any fucking rambling anymore, let's get right into it. Today's special guest is a band called The War on Drugs. They have single-handedly helped me get through this pandemic and have helped me with a lot of my issues, so I had to figure out a way to get a very, very substantial headliner for today's first show. The Air Grammy Award winning. They have more than a few albums out. They've been doing this for over a decade. Without any further ado, it's The War on Drugs with a song called Change. Enjoy, and I'll catch you right back here.
I've been running from the white light. so damn hard to make that change. Maybe I was born too late for this lonely freedom fight. Maybe I was born
I guess this is a popular topic that a lot of people have been asking me about, and I haven't been avoiding it, but just in life, I have an opinion, but I have some suggestions, and you know, like I said, I don't know the right way, but I just know my way, and I'm just figuring shit out. And especially during a time that is very frequently, you know, walking on eggshells. Because I think the impending recession, the inflation that's going on right now is just unavoidable. It's at a point where we have fucking $7 butter. We have, you know, $8, $9 eggs and $9 packs of bacon. Like, it's fucking nuts. Okay. Like, also the people in power. I feel like I'm like a broken record with all this. Okay. Like, this is shit that I talked about like over a year and a half ago, and people are still asking me about it. I'm not tired of addressing it, but I think it's a different time that we're going into, because it's 3 years of the same shit. Okay. Just shit getting more expensive, people not doing what they're supposed to, and our government just giving the citizens the short end of the stick all the fucking time. Like, even meanwhile, like, we're supposed to be hosting a fucking World Cup in 2026. Like, who's footing that bill? The citizens foot that bill every time, okay? Like, our prime minister is taking these trips to Jamaica, Costa Rica, and giving money to Cambodia, Haiti, Ukraine. Anywhere he stops. You know what I mean? Like, this guy just thinks, like, oh, we got money, we'll print it. You know what I mean? Like, ah, fuck it. Who cares? What do you mean, who? Like, I don't understand. Like, a lot of these things are definitely unavoidable, okay, in a sense. Especially when you had a lockdown economy and you had all these other fucking shit, like, you know, going on at the same time. And I don't even want to talk about what's going on overseas, especially with this fucking Putin guy. Like, that's a whole other can of worms that, like, I have an opinion, but it's like an asshole. It doesn't even matter because everybody's got one, right? Look, this is very much a scary time. I understand that. But I think during this time, there are some things that I think people can, you know, do for themselves and attach themselves to and find themselves in a way, not only, I guess, not only like to feel like they're not, like to feel, like, here's the thing. I understand, like, let me break this down. Like, I understand during a time when a lot of people, especially my age, want to forward themselves, get their first place, and still forward themselves and get out of renting and, you know, make down payment, all that sort of stuff, right? Own property, like a house, you know? And it gets hard when there are things that I guess, you know, are just unavoidable, especially when you have a government, like, all the plans that, like, our government has were all done pre-COVID. And COVID has done nothing but slow them down. And our government has done nothing to reevaluate those plans to adapt to the changing times, the rapidly changing times. So they're kind of stuck in this, like, I guess, deja vu-esque of, like, okay, look, might as well just get back to business as usual because shit is fucked right now. You know what I mean? They don't know what to do. Like, it's like, we don't know what to do, so might as well just get back to business as usual. Right, fucking $10 butter, $40 eggs, and you get yourself settled, fucking $8 orange juice. That's great. Breakfast, $900. I don't understand. Like, people want to sit around and, well, like, not people. Our government has sat around for way too long and has just drowned the fucking citizens, you know what I mean? Like, almost at a point where it's just, like, completely unavoidable, you know? Like, the things that we used to attach ourselves to and are now completely out, like, not completely out of reach, but they have kind of fizzled. The dream has kind of gotten a little bit faded, you know what I mean? Like, I turned 27 over a month ago, and, you know, when you hit this age and, you know, you're, whether you're graduating college, you just finished, you're working, you're getting your first place, you know, all this sort of stuff. A lot of my friends who've been around me and have been asking, like, what is the next step? Like, what, like, we've all been asking each other that. And especially people turn to me because I guess I don't even think that I have, like, a substantial opinion, but I think that I have an opinion that just doesn't veer too much off the beaten path to where people are like, this guy is fucking crazy. Because I'll be honest, like, I've heard some suggestions from people. Like, there's people that are my age that are just completely out to lunch. Like, they just record Instagram videos every day talking about the weather, talking about, like, nothing, living at home, like, no fucking care in the world, like, And they think that this is, like, gonna just figure all of its shit out. And they're in school for, like, photography at, like, my age. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't even think I said this. Well, over the last year, I've made some pretty substantial, like, I guess, moves, you know, in my life. Some substantial evaluations and revelations, I guess. I've made quite a lot of realizations too, and I graduated high school. I'm in college, just finished my first semester. I think at like I don't even fucking know, like, pretty high up in the grades. I've made my honor roll twice, and, well, like, I don't even know if it's like an honor roll. It's like most flourished student or something, like, in college for every semester and shit, and all these students, like, get announced, and I've been announced a couple times. But, you know, I've slowly been making, like, some accomplishments in my life and some movements, I guess, to a point where I feel like I'm hoping that they have, you know, impact on my life. And because, look, I was working a job before, well, even before COVID and during COVID, I was working a job, like, I was working for the Raptors and Maple Leafs, but not, like, some substantial job, okay? I was making, like, $21 an hour, and a lot of people that I worked with there were all working there for, like, 10, 15 years and just working the same fucking job. Like, none of them, like, moved up or, like, did anything else. And it kind of worried me, I guess, especially when COVID hit and everything got locked down. And I realized how easy it is for you to become dispensable to a company, especially when you're, like, general labor, you know what I mean? So I had to address, evaluate, and, you know, wonder what the fuck I wanted to do with my life. So I made a very admirable decision and, you know, quit my job and went back to college. I went back to high school, graduated in graduated high school in three and a half months, got my GED and went to college. And I'm in business management at Humber North, and it's quite fun. Like, I'm gonna be honest, like, it's not like fun like in a sense of like partying, but it's fun in a sense that, like, I am tapping the notes and tapping all of the shit that, like, mentally and emotionally, like, I care about. Like, it's almost like instinctively my passion is to do, like, business and numbers and all this shit, because, and create, like, market, like, all that shit. Like, it just gives you an outlet. It gives you pride in the work that you've done. You know what I mean? Like, it gives you a sense of nobility as well when you do things like that too. So yeah, like, I graduated high school, went back to college, and I'm going into my second semester right now, since we're in January. If anybody ends up listening to this podcast at Humber, you know, come say what up to me. If you know who I am or know what I look like, if you don't know who I am, you can look me up. I'm at MTV Drew on Instagram, and yeah, just look me up there. Anyway, I've just been kind of rambling, giving an explanation on, like, a lot of things. A lot of impactful things have happened in my life too. Like, I went through a house fire. I survived a house fire. That's pretty much the end of that story. Not 100% sure how it started. But yeah, like, I survived a house fire over the last year. Just a lot of different things have been happening. I don't even really know if it's, like, the better, but, like, it's just a lot of shit's been happening. And I'm gonna be honest, I'm hoping that, you know, a lot of this shit leads me to a path of, like, not greatness, but, like, hopefully to a point where I can just find myself happy along this journey. Okay, look. Even though I kind of have, I don't even know what the fuck I just said there, but even though I kind of have, like, been, I haven't given my, like, opinion on a lot of things in this little first section, although a lot of the other episodes I was opinionated, but I think in this sort of next venture for Muse, I think we're going to take it a little bit back and we're going to, you know, chill the fuck out, and we're gonna still have a little bit more fun. And, you know, I think I've done a lot of growing over the last year, and I think this show deserves the care that I haven't been giving it, and I think it's about time that I did. You know, like, I don't want to abandon, like, I've abandoned a lot of ideas in my life. Like, I've done YouTube, I've done Instagram, I've, like, started online stores, I've done all kinds of online ventures, but the podcast, I think, was the only substantial, like, headway that I made, and I feel like I missed, you know what I mean? I don't want to miss anymore, because a lot of people have been listening, and have been tuning in, have been wondering, and I guess some people in Germany and Ukraine have been finding, you know, some laughs in this show, and look, anyway, I'm just rambling and rambling. I want to let everybody know that I am going to try to do stuff. If I can weekly, we'll do it weekly. But no promises. I'm going to make some announcements and try my best to deliver an episode whenever, you know, I possibly can. All the free time that I have will be dedicated to this show. I'm back at work. I'm in school. I'm doing a lot more than what I was doing even when I left the show. But I feel now that I'm in a position where I can do the balancing and I can do the legwork where, you know, a lot of people don't fucking just lose contact with the show completely.
For example, like the stories that I told, don't worry, we got some good stories near the end of this, but look, the stories that I told and all the fun that I was having and all the swearing that I was doing, I gotta take that back a bit. You might find it a bit in this show, but in all due process, you know, for me. And I'm just fucking literally rambling. Look, I'm going to get into some more music and we're going to get into some more topics. And look, this opening episode is not like a huge premiere hour and a half fucking. No, look, it's just me doing this and I don't have a fucking hour and a half to sit here and ramble. So without any further ado, we're going to get into some more War on Drugs. All right, here's the War on Drugs with Burning. Enjoy, and I'll catch you right back here. Thank you.
All right, look, I'm gonna not give this shit too much breath, but look, I might as well talk about it for a bit, because I know a lot of people are gonna ask me in real life, well, what do you think of this guy? What do I think about, I'm not even gonna call him by that fucking nickname. Look, screw that piece. I'm gonna call him by his fucking name. I guess it's Andrew, or Emery Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate. Look, I don't mind the guy, I guess. All right, like he's that guy. Like, let me, I'm gonna put him a little bit of perspective, okay? He's that rich guy in the friend group, like, or you know, like I'm gonna be honest. He's that rich guy in the friend group that like now would be, I guess, considered kind of cool, but like every other guy kind of understands like the game plan that he's playing. You know what I mean? And we really don't fucking play that. Any gentleman doesn't play that, especially like online. Like, that's a character. That whole shit's a character, because everybody who talks about him, him and his brother, they've had, you know, nothing but nice things to say about him. And I'll be honest, he seems like a decent guy when he talks. You know what I mean? Like, he seems like very passionate and intuitive, like me, when he talks. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that, right? But I think the things that he has said previously has definitely given him some slack. And, you know, slack, definitely giving him some fleck, and hasn't really ended in, you know, I guess, the best of ways. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I can, you know, elaborate a bit and say that, you know, this guy, bro, like, what? Like, he said one time that if somebody's having a heart attack on a plane, like, or something, have a drink of water and you'll be fine. I'm gonna tell you something, motherfucker. If anybody who's a friend of mine or calls himself a friend of mine, or not even a friend, okay? Anybody in the vicinity of me who has a fucking, if I'm having a heart attack and somebody around me goes, "What's wrong with you? Have a drink of water. A cigarette? A cigarette? As a matter of fact, the cigarette will fucking kick this fucking heart attack right into cardiac arrest third gear, and nobody is going to be calling the ambulance. We're going to be calling the fucking Undertaker in a minute." Like, is this guy out to lunch with that fucking bullshit? Like, you can't say that shit online and expect people to be like, you know what? Let's listen to the fucking advice that he actually has. Like, and you can't, like, I understand the climate change conspiracies, because people fucking have all of their own opinions. But I'm going to be honest, like, I think it's pretty clear that, you know, impending climate change, not impending, but, like, climate change is a fucking factor. We see it when, you know, hurricanes are touching Canada, especially during hurricane season. I've been alive 27 years. I've never heard about a fucking hurricane ever touching Canada. Hurricane coming from fucking South Florida up to here? You're nuts. Never heard of that. But then I heard that, like, I forget the name, Ian, Fiona, whatever the fucking name was, took out Prince Edward Island and all that shit, and I was just like, holy moly, you've got to be kidding me. Like, climate change is definitely a thing. Like, you can't, also, this guy's beefing with somebody who's, like, not, wasn't he beefing with, like, Greta Thumb or something? What's her name? Greta Thumb? No, Greta, right? No, what's her name? Let me look it up real quick. Greta Thunberg, that's her name, Greta Thunberg. She's like, I don't know, 19. She's like fucking 20 years younger than him, or like, or something like that. Why would you specifically, like, why would you specifically call out that girl? Like, I understand why you did it. Like, oh, she's a climate activist, but it's not like she's like a 30-year-old climate activist. It looks a little creepy on your end when you're calling out somebody who's like, I don't know, fucking like 20 years old, and she's like, she's even coming out in interviews and, like, has said, like, you know, if we just stopped all fossil fuels right now, like, she didn't, like, it would be a very bad thing. And, like, she didn't understand the complete, I guess, plan or the whole idea of it all. Like, phasing out is the plan. And I'm going to tell you straight the fuck up, there is no way that you'll ever get away from oil. No way. There's just no way that you'll ever get away from oil. I have my own opinions on that. I'm not saying that climate change is not real, but this whole idea of, like, stopping oil, it's never going to be a thing. Ever going to be a thing, okay? As long as there's dead dinosaurs and vegetation in the ground, there is no way. Like, I take back the dead dinosaurs thing. Look, that was a little bit fucking, like, look, it is dead dinosaurs, okay? But it's also like millions and millions of pounds of foliage and trees and land and all kinds of shit in the ground. That's how you get oil. Anyway, I don't understand like how this guy expected to call out like somebody who was like 19 or 20 years old, especially when like, you know, let me put it into perspective. That right there is like if somebody in like BLM, like, you know, had some opinions or stated their opinions, especially like even right now, you know, all those people, you know, some kid who was like 19, 18 had some BLM fucking opinions. And, you know, they said all that shit when BLM, before all the scams came out and all that. And then specifically after, because they were a child, they specifically went after them. Like this 30-year-old dude, like 35-year-old guy went after like a 19-year-old kid. Like that shit's creepy. Like that's honestly just fucking creepy. Like, dude, like you could have called out like literally like Al Gore. You could have called out like Al Gore. You could have called out like David Suzuki, who's like from Canada, who's like one of the most world-renowned climate activists. Like who's like, I don't know, 109. Like you could have called out literally anybody, but you picked this girl because you knew that it would get you the most traction. A lot of people saw through that and you shit the bet on that. I don't even want to talk about like the shit with the police. Like the shit with the police, I don't even know. Like I personally think it's all staged because who's allowing you to like wear like a jacket and get dressed and all that and walk out, like, you know what I mean? Like nobody, and handcuff you in the front. There's no way. Like, there's just no way. That looks completely staged. And to me, that looks staged. Like, I'm just going to give my opinion. I could be wrong, but that shit looks staged to me. That shit, like, it just don't look right. You know what I mean? Like, that shit just didn't look right, especially, like, when he was allowed to, like, talk. Like, usually, like, the police are saying, like, oh, shut up. Don't talk to the media. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's usually what police do. But, like, these guys looked really staged, in my opinion. Like, if I were to be brutally honest, like, I guess his brother, like, is kind of cool. Like, I don't know about kind of cool, but he's, like, all right, I guess. Like, you know, like, he's okay. Like, let me tell you something. All the clips now that you look up are all, like, pretty decent, like, advice clips. Do you know what I mean? They're pretty motivational. They're pretty, you know, like they're advice clips, they're motivational clips, they're all, you know, like, you know, you understand, like they're not the ones that are all fucking crazy and all these other ones and shit now. Like I don't know if that's like what other people they're seeing, but like on my feed and shit, like I don't see any of that crazy shit. When I first was introduced to him, that's a lot of shit that I saw, but like it didn't really like affect me because I'm kind of a decent human being and I'm like, all right, like this guy's obviously doing it for clout. Like I don't know if this guy's like even fucking believes the lies that he's saying, because like there's been clips of him like going like, was that like too much, like, you know, like I'm fucking literally stuttering. It just doesn't look right, you know what I mean? And this is literally all the attention I'm going to give it, because this guy, like, he's kind of whatever. You're going to see him regardless. Like, you're going to see him pop up more, I guess, and that's it. Like, you know, he's just living out the 15 minutes of fame, like, pretty much it. Like, it's like, who's that other doctor from Canada, from the university, Jordan Peterson? Like, it's like that guy, you know? Like, it's gonna go down like that, and he'll have his own platform, have his own audience, and that's pretty much it. Like, that's usually how it goes with these gurus. Like, it's not like he's gonna take off and fucking, alright, TED Talk today, Andrew Tate. Like, no, like, it's none of that shit's gonna happen. There's another thing that I really wanted to talk about, because it's gonna lead us into the final story and closing of the show. But I woke up today, okay? I've been following sports a lot, and especially for the Maple Leafs right now, it's shaky. You know what I mean? Like it's pretty much remissive of like almost like repetitive of last year this season. You know, like you kind of see the same resemblance in the team. You see just certain things, right? Like we're slacking a little bit in, I guess, defense. We got the defense together. But we're slacking a little bit on, well, we're trying to figure out the defense. We're trying to figure out the late line defense, okay? The later line for everything, I think, for line threes and fours. Like, we're figuring out the long game for all of that. And I think that's where I wanted to lead into Matthews' contract. Matthews' contract ends this year. Austin Matthews, his contract ends this year for the Maple Leafs. I think he's been with the Maple Leafs for the last, like, I don't know, 5 years or something like that. I'm not even going to look it up because I don't care that much. But I think that, like, this guy has refaced the Leafs. Like, reimagined what it means to be a Leaf fan. Do you know what I mean? And I think even a lot of hockey players understand what it means to play here, especially, like, when you're from Canada. Like, being from Canada, you want to play for Montreal or Toronto because those are, like, two of the original six teams. And they're pretty, like, pretty much, like, for any kid's dream, do you know what I mean, to play for those Canadian teams and bring that silverware back home. It means a lot. And I think I also read in this article this morning that Matthews wants to be the highest paid NHL player. Like, not just be the highest paid, but, like, by a long shot wants to be the highest paid NHL player. And I don't know if that's, like, something that's fully doable because we're blowing money right now on Marner, Nylander, Riley, Tavares. We're blowing big checks there. And I think Matthews, who I think wants, I don't know, I don't even want to say a number. I think it was like $8 million a year, and he wants, or some $13 million a year and 8 year extension, $15 million a year or something, and 8 year extension. So it's steep. It's steep. He wants the long haul, and he wants to see a team. He wants to see this team go the long ways for him. And I'm going to be honest, I think that's why you haven't been seeing the performance this year that I think everybody wants to see. Like, there's a lot of people who are like, yo, he's got a 60 goal season. Another one this year. Maybe. But I think it's a bit of a stretch. I think when all the talk right now is on the grade eight, it's on the old Alex Ovechkin right now. Alex Ovechkin, Jesus Christ, what the fuck am I speaking Russian? It's on Alex Ovechkin, who's approaching Wayne Gretzky. It's amazing. It's amazing that he's doing that. And, you know, I think that, like, it's cool that the topic is finally about, like, a different hockey player. It's not just Wayne Gretzky, like, it's good, every fucking, you know, every time that, like, somebody asks a question, oh, this guy, Wayne Gretzky, like, it's every time that, like, somebody asks a question about hockey, you're just beaking his name, and, like, I think that really does kind of need to change. I'm just gonna say it flat out, like, it definitely needs to change, like, even when I looked past, like, in the last couple of years, when I looked past, like, the top 10, like, or even the past, like, or even past the top 5, the people that are actually in the top 10 is amazing, because the players that I looked up to as a kid and I watched as a child, like, were fucking really great. You know what I mean? Like, one of my personal favorite players is a guy named Jaromir Jagr, and he's a phenomenal fucking player, okay? I'm not even going to give, like, a bio or any of that. I'm just going to say his name, and you guys can go look him up. Try to spell it. It's Jaromir Jagr. Jagr, right? Not Jagermeister, fucking people. A lot of people fucking used to call him that shit. But anyway, look, I'm telling you, getting back into a podcast, it's going to take me probably, like, I don't know, maybe like 1 or 2 weeks, maybe. I'll probably try to, like, practice a little bit the editing skills, you know what I mean? If this episode isn't perfect, please don't hesitate to just leave some bullshit comment, like, are you fucking fuck? Like, just to say something, you know what I mean? Like, say something in the bottom of a comment section under, like, the post for today's episode. Yeah, look,
everybody's going to ask, like, did you record Day Of? No, I don't record Day Of. Okay, I'm going to be really fucking honest. I don't. I'm going to try to find time, find some topics, and talk, okay? Because I want, like, I'm going to give a little bit more of what I want for the show and the direction, I guess. The direction of the show I want to go, I want people to get excited when they fucking hear that I'm dropping. You know what I mean? Like, I want this to be, like, your favorite artist's new mixtape. But the thing is, it's not something that you'll get tired of or anything like that. I'm hoping for the long run. But I guess we were talking about hockey, all right? And I don't even want to talk about the Raptors. That's a fucking shit pile of steamy shit right now. I don't know what's going on. I think it literally looks like people are making decisions for fucking to fuck up the team over there. But a lot of people are probably going to ask, like, where's the story? Where's the story? Look, today's story, like, who the fuck tells a story? Like, well, today's story, like, who the hell tells? You see, I told you, I'm going to be a little bit rusty getting back into this, but it, don't worry, we'll get there. Like, I couldn't believe that Matthews is asking for this, but, like, I'll be brutally honest, he's worth every dime, in my opinion. Like, the guy brought home dual trophies last year. Are you kidding me? He passed all kinds of franchise records. Like, there's just no comparison. Like, when you really look at it and you really look at how the season has gone and how the previous seasons have gone, I think this year, you know, he wants to see if they're going to put out for him. You know what I mean? Like, the franchise is. Because I think another thing, too, on this list, yeah, I think Kyle Dubas, I think he's out this year. In my personal opinion, I would have kicked him out this year. I would have kicked him out. You try to find somebody. But before I kick them out, I would try to find somebody. But you have to find someone before you kick them out. I think that's the thing that the Leafs should do. Because if they don't, we're fucked. Because the decisions right now that he's making, it's throwing. It looks like they're just throwing shit at a wall to see what sticks. And I'll be honest, you know who was a really good pickup? And I said this for time. Especially when, like, the Kraken first started. Cali Yarncroak, like, and Mark Giordano, those two guys were fucking dynamite on the Seattle Kraken, man. And for them, for Mark Giordano to play here at home, it means the world to him, you know what I mean? But I'm going to be honest, like, he's a big guy, and it almost reminds me, like, of when I used to fucking play hockey, you know what I mean? Like, I played goalie a couple of years, but I remember the time, there was one summer, my brother and I, we decided that we wanted to fucking, I don't know, take up ball hockey, right? Like, it's, like, all this hockey talk has been making me fucking, like, wonder, like, what the fuck my family would have been like, you know? So, like, I remember, I'll never forget it. Like, could you imagine? Like, I can't imagine having a 300-pound kid or 250-pound kid and he's playing ball hockey. Like, are you kidding me? I remember there was one time I took a fucking face off. My feet got so fast swept under my fucking body. I took a flip at center ice, okay? It almost looked like I was making pizza right there on offside. Are you kidding me? It looked absolutely ridiculous, all right? Like, I wasn't really, like, as I grew up, I got my hand-eye coordination. I'm always, like, I'm late to the table with a lot of things, you know what I mean? I'm late to the table, like, on realizing a lot of things and my motor functions and all this, especially with the show. Like, so I didn't fucking understand, like, what the fuck happened. I just literally laid like a fucking, like a fresh stretched piece of pizza dough on the ice, on the fucking floor. And my whole team came out, and then they took me back to the bench, one hand over another player. And as soon as I go there and sit down, 5 minutes goes by. My coach goes, asks me, are you ready to play? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And he's like, what? He's like, I thought you were hurt. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good to go on the ice. And I go on the ice. I'm fucking bolting out. Bolting. And I'm fucking 300 pounds. You know what it's like for a guy like that to just bolt around, fucking run around for fucking 2 minutes. Then you burn all the steam. And then that's it. You're just walking, carrying your stick. Like a hobo up and down the ice. Like, that's literally what it was like for me. Are you kidding me, dude? Like, I'll be honest, I had the most fun as a kid
though, like, you know, especially like playing all these fucked up sports, not fucked up sports, played normal sports, I just did fucked up things. Like, I don't know. All this shit going on right now, it's a bit nuts. I just wanted to come on here, you know, talk a little bit, put some music out, I guess, talk about some really good music. And yeah, like there's really not much that I wanted to come out here and say. I'm gonna be just dead ass honest. I didn't have like a full on game plan or anything. I just wanted to talk about a few things, get a couple of things off my chest, explain what's going on for the show, and talk about which direction that I want to take it this year. And that's pretty much it. And I hope that, you know, people like it, enjoy it, and come back. You know, if you come back, like, trust me, you'll definitely find some good content here, because I think a lot of people do. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people have over the last little while, and especially a lot of people have been asking me to bring this shit back, so why not? You know what I mean? Anyway, look, I'm just kind of stuck. I'm kind of running out of things to say. And like I said, it's just me doing this stuff. So look, quick premiere. Wanted to come out here, get some words in, and premiere some really good music. Like, not new music or any of that. Just really good music. Give a good, like, what the fuck did I just say? Give a good, like, why did I just say it like that? But give a good, you know, starting episode, and hopefully people come back. Maybe the episode would leave y'all wanting more, you know what I mean? Anyway, look, my name is Andrew Barbieri. I'm the host of Amused. I'm so fucking happy to be back. Be sure to check me out on Instagram at MTV Drew. Check out the podcast on Instagram at Amused Podcast. I'm gonna try to do some cut up clips and put up some clips on YouTube and all that. So anywhere you can search Amused Podcast, look that up, and you'll find me for sure. TikTok, YouTube. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna try to get some cut up and put some content out there, little digestible clips for you guys. And yeah, without any further ado, be sure to check out the War on Drugs. Yeah, that's another thing. Shout out the fucking artist. How about that? I want to thank the War on Drugs for allowing me to use their music in this episode. It has been an absolute pleasure being a part of this. And yeah, hope you guys come back next week, because I got something up my sleeve, actually. All right. All right, without any further ado, here is the War on Drugs with Nothing, closing the show with Nothing to Find. I will catch you guys soon. My name is Andrew. Love you guys. And Deuce Wayne. Peace out.